Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Petterzelka.
Well, Jan, tis the season. We're in the middle of August here, and we know lots of people are gearing back to go back to school.
I can't believe it.
Right. Another school year in session. So we're in between that. We got some younger kids already in school, and I think our UTEP students are going to start here.
I just don't know where the summer went, Denise. It just, you know, watching my own family, my grandchildren and stuff, and going back to college and getting ready for senior years and all this stuff. And I'm going, whoa, wait a minute. Stop. Let me get off for a little while. But, yeah, it's an exciting time.
It is.
Back to school is a great, fun time for everybody.
It's the start of a new season for a lot of different reasons. You know, we always attribute that to cooler temperatures and back to school and shorter days, but definitely there's not a lot of missed opportunities if you take advantage of some educational programs that we have. And on today's Good to Grow, we'll be talking about a lot of educational programs that are coming up for this fall season. So you might want to listen up, and I'm sure that there's something there for you, for each one of us to be able to attend and participate in, depending on our time limit.
Sure. And with it cooling off, and we're kind of gearing down in the garden, so we can gear back up in the classroom. And of course, my favorite thing is being able to promote our fall Master Gardener class.
Yes.
It is so exciting. And I just, I'll market that no matter what, anywhere, anytime I can. So you all come on down. Denise has got some details for you about it.
Right, definitely. So the deadline to register for the Master Gardener class is coming up here on August the 24th. You can be able to see an online application on the website, or you can do that by calling our extension office as well. It is an application form, but we want to make sure that we talk about the class itself, because it is really an intense training.
It is.
It's really difficult to be able to knock a four-year horticulture degree into 50 hours of instruction. But what we've done is pull applicable topics as well as regional and local professionals to be able to help teach that class with us, so that you'll be able to get that number one educational unit to be able to be successful in your own home gardens. But the kicker on that is your willingness to be able to share that with the community at large.
Exactly. That volunteer component is so important and so very rewarding. As a master gardener, since 2000, I graduated in 2010, or certified, I should say, in 2010, and I loved the class. I remember being overwhelmed by all the big words and the science of it all, and because that was never my forte, but I proved to myself that I could, you know, absorb those things and learn those things. But after the class, and that's a good thing about the application and the whole process, then we got to get out in the garden. Right. And start to apply what we learned in the classroom and put it to work for us. I still am not quite sure what I want to be when I grow up in master gardening, because there's so many areas of interest. But that volunteer component really helps you, and it certainly benefits our El Paso community as we share that research-based knowledge that we've acquired while we were taking the class.
Okay, so the class basics, we start off August the 31st. That's a Thursday. That's the orientation. That's a half-day orientation. After that, we meet each Thursday, starting in September all the way to November the 16th. And what we'll do is we'll cover different topics with different speakers. So we have everything ranging from vegetable gardening to native plants to lawn care to trees. I mean, you name it. I mean, it's a fast-paced thing. We dedicate the entire day and learning. We have all of our resources that you get for the day of with each speaker. And then what we're also going to do is we also sprinkle a couple of field trips, because we just need to be able to stretch our legs and be able to take a look at some demonstration gardens out and around town. And this year we're going to visit the El Paso Rose Garden. And then we're also going to visit the Escarate Vegetable Garden as well.
So those are two of our jewels. Those are two of our crown jewels within the community. And it's so much fun. And beyond the gardening knowledge that we acquire, you have a whole new extended family of people that truly, truly care. There's something about, my mother always said that gardeners are down to earth. And I know that sounds really corny, but it's the truth, because everybody's there to support and help. One of the things that we do in the class is we have a mentor program. Mm-hmm. So if you decide to take the class, we will assign a mentor to you so that you can ask those questions, and we encourage you to do that. And we want to clarify the expectations up front. That's why we have the orientation session, so forth. But we're happy to do that. It will also be advertised on Facebook. We'll remind you about the deadlines and so forth on Facebook. So come on down. It's a really wonderful thing. It's just been great for me since I've retired from my professional work life. Now I work as a gardener.
Right, exactly. And we want to welcome you, Jan, to be able to teach the plant propagation segment.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Right, exactly. You'll
be nervous, but I'm excited. So I'm working with one of our other master gardeners, and so we want to make it fun and interesting and easy to understand. We welcome you, and it'll be a lot of fun to participate in that.
Oh, wonderful. And the Fall Master Gardener class is going to run. The deadline to apply is August the 24th. So you can feel free to call the Master Gardener hotline that will give the number at the end of the show if you have any other questions.
Exactly.
And there's another program that's coming up that's one of our great programs. It's an outreach program that is taught by our Master Gardener Speakers Bureau. And it is in conjunction with the El Paso Community College. It is under the personal enrichment portion of the college, and this is called Home Gardening in El Paso, and it's offered 3 times a year, and we're getting ready to gear up for our fall class.
Exactly. And the good part about this is I've had lots of folks say to me, gosh, I would really like to take the Master Gardener class, but I don't have time, and I would like some good instruction on things. Well, this is a Saturday class, and it's 2 hours every Saturday for 8 weeks. We've incorporated a couple of new classes into the program, and it gives folks that don't have the opportunity to take the Master Gardener class a really good, broad variety of subject matter that will help to make your gardening experience more enjoyable and help you to be more successful. So it's a great way. And we've also had some master gardeners that have evolved, if you will, from the EPCC program. And it's an excellent thing. We're growing. This is the third semester in a row that the class has made. So we're really excited about that, and encourage you, if you can't do the Master Gardener class, to sign up for the EPCC class. I believe it's $60, and you get a jump drive of all of the information. And there's wonderful master gardeners that are teaching all of those classes.
And there's still time for you to apply. The classes start September the 9th. Well, let's move on here to another upcoming educational program. And that one, we need to hurry before time is running out to be able to register. It's our Certified Arborist Training. And this program is sponsored by Texas A&M AgriLife and the West Texas Urban Forestry Council, a group of folks involved in the community to be able to increase awareness and education in the community. This Certified Arborist Training is geared for the working professional, landscapers, landscape companies, foremen, supervisors, anybody who's interested in having a certified arborist designation on there. Now, the class itself is held on Fridays in September from September the 1st to September the 22nd. The cost for that is $250. And at the end of the program itself, you'll have 16 hours of educational units. And that's going to be good when that person decides to take the arborist certification exam. I want to note that the examination is not being administered by this class itself. This is purely the educational component for that. And then there's several opportunities for anyone to go and take the exam itself, whether it's at the upcoming Texas Tree Conference in Waco or at also a local testing center. This is the opportunity for folks to be able to get more education, to be able to get the certification, and that helps with the professional designation within the community. Because one of the things that we've identified through West Texas Urban Forestry Council has been the lack of certified professionals in our community.
And as a gardener, a home gardener, that's something we need. We truly need that. So y'all come on down, those of you that are professionals. We need your help.
Exactly. And then there's always something for everyone. that we have. So we always have a full plate of calendar of events, and we talk about professionals on one end, but then we also can talk about the weekend warriors on the other.
The vast majority of us.
Exactly. So Texas A&M AgriLife Extension is looking forward to hosting our Backyard Basics Workshop, and that's going to be held on September the 15th. It's a Friday. It's an all-day program from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. held at the Texas A&M Research and Extension Center, and that's way out in Far East El Paso, actually I-10 and America's Avenue. And what we're going to cover on that day are all these upcoming and trendy backyard activities people want to do on there. We're going to look at, you know, keeping backyard chickens. We're looking also at beekeeping 101. And we're going to sprinkle in some horticulture in there. We're going to talk about fall vegetable gardening. And we'll also have a food preservation breakout session
that
as well.
That is something I'm looking forward to. You know, I think we're going back to the things that our grandparents did in canning, and relearning to do those things is certainly a trend.
Yeah, it really is
front
a trend
and center these days. So I think that's exciting.
And it's one thing that Extension has been doing for 100 years plus in their in their existence as well. So it's kind of nice to be able to revisit these basic information that people are looking forward to and really want to know about, you know, where their food comes from and all of that source, and how to be able to preserve that harvest. So we're looking forward.
Here's another exciting part. Y'all are going to feed us, which is a good thing. Lunch is provided, and it's only $40. And that is a phenomenal price for the amount of information that is going to be shared with us and a meal to go with.
So. Right, exactly. So we're definitely looking forward to host our Backyards Basics Workshop as well. So if you have any information, you can certainly call the Master Gardener Help Desk, which happens to be the Extension office number as well.
771-2354.
So we're definitely have all this information available for you all to be able to come in there and see exactly what the kind of programs it is that we do provide to the community, because you'll be able to see that there's quite diverse different programs being provided. And this is just horticulture, what
it's
we're talking about
just
today.
A piece of it.
Exactly.
So there's a lot that's going on. So what about our plant of the week, Denise? You were talking to me when we were coming over today, and you were talking about the senna. Would you share some more information about that pretty little shrub?
Yeah, most definitely. So it is Acacia lizinia. I can get that out. But that acacia does really well. It's a large shrub, if you will, about 6 foot in height and about 4 feet in spread. And what I like about it is it has very tiny, small leaflets. Mm-hmm. So it's a very finely textured shrub. And when it does flower, it has really delicate yellow flowers as well.
It's a very pretty shrub.
It really is. And I like the fact that when the seed pods do mature, they almost get like little curlicue rust color on them. So it's a nice alternative. I know that one of our, you know, go-to standard shrubs is oleander, but this is a nice supplement or a replacement
for
that. A good change for that. So if you're interested, look for that acacia. It's also called the shrubby senna, and it's available for you. Take a drive around there. If you're not sure what it is, snap a picture and send it over to me, but be more than happy to identify it for you. So it's just a little plant of the week that we thought that maybe you'd kind of consider for your own backyard garden. Well, Jen, we've talked a lot about education all day today, and geez, we're almost out of time for today. But if you miss any part of our show and have any other questions, make sure you call the Master Gardener Help Desk at 771-2354. We also want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Petterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.